Whatcha? It's Mike Wynn, and it's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. I had this week's show all planned. Well, in outline at least. Well, maybe not planned as such, but at least considered a little. And then I saw the Bill Sharlop Trio live earlier this very week, and I just must play you something by them. And I'm sure you recognised Cool from West Side Story, and that's from Bill Sharlop's October 2003 album Somewhere, subtitled The Songs of Leonard Bernstein. And this album really is a must for your collection. I didn't know who was going to accompany Bill at Ronnie Scott's earlier this week, so I was delighted to see on the poster outside the club, whilst queuing to get in, that it was the unrelated Washington Boys, Peter on bass, Kenny on drums. And that's also the very same lineup for this album. And the three of them together are truly magic. Bill has surrendered rather a lot of his hair since the Somewhere album was recorded, but I'm convinced his piano playing has got so much better, and given where it started from, that's a real compliment. I'm sure we're going to hear more from Bill later in the show. This next one's from a well-known musical that's been largely ignored by jazzers. You'll recognise it, I'm sure, if you are in a certain age group, that is. Starshine from the musical Hair. I should say the notorious musical Hair, with its pioneering stage nudity. But despite that headline-making nudity, the music itself is wonderful, so it's a real surprise that more jazz musos haven't made Hair albums. This Barney Kessel London recorded LP is all of the music from the show, and the October-November 68 recording date makes it very close to the show's opening, which was October 67 off-Broadway. And it also marked Barney's return to full-time jazz after a long spell as a studio musician. And that'll make me look out for more jazz versions of Hair. Barney on guitar, of course, Ike Isaacs on rhythm guitar, Kenny Salmon organ, Tony Campo electric bass, and Barney Morgan drums. Next, a vocal.
Do to why, honey, deed I do. Do I love you? Oh my, do I, honey, deed I do. I'm glad that I'm the one who found you. That's why I'm always hanging round, round, round you. Oh, do I need you? Oh my, do I?
Another LP I bought on the strength of the Sidemen rather than the vocalist. She was a bonus, in fact, she being Mary Ann McCall, who made a handful of albums as a leader between 47 and 59. This one was recorded at Rudy Van Gelder's studio in August 56. Mary Ann had already sung with various orchestras by then, those of Woody Herman, Charlie Barnett, Tommy Dorsey, Ralph Burns, and on this occasion, Ernie Wilkins. And he's assembled a cast of the very best musos. Joe Wilder, trumpet, Zoot Sims, George Barrow, Seldon Powell and Sol Moore on reeds, Nat Pierce, piano, Wendell Marshall, bass and Kenny Klook Clark on drums. I might add, almost as a bit of unnecessary Hello magazine-type gossip, Mary Ann McCall was briefly married to tenor man Al Cohen. And the song we've just heard was Deed I Do. Let's hear from Bill Sharlop again. Thank you. I chose that particular song, Jerry Mulligan's Rocker, because Bill played it at Scott's this week, and that was the same trio live, Bill Sharlop, Peter and Kenny Washington. This version was recorded at the famous Village Vanguard in New York in September 2003. Bill Sharlop's family background immersed him in music, and especially the Broadway musicals, from a very early age. His father, Moose Sharlop, real name Morris Isaac Sharlip, was a Broadway composer, Peter Pan being his best-known musical, and his mother, Sandy Stewart. She was a singer of mainly popular songs rather than jazz, and she often sang show tunes. So no surprise the young Bill became so musical, and very often plays and records show tunes from rather lesser-known musicals. And by the way, Bill has made a couple of albums with his ma. The supporting cast at Scott's this week was led by sax player Alex Garnett, and here he is.
Thank you.
Alex Garnett on alto on that track. He played baritone with the Ronnie Scott All-Stars this week. His father, Willie, had been a saxophonist and also repaired reed instruments. And the young Alex came into contact with a number of visiting American saxmen as a result, the likes of Phil Woods and Frank Foster. So rather, inevitably, Alex followed in his father's footsteps. A graduate of Trinity College, he's been a regular member of the Ray Gelato Giants for some time. On this occasion, he's backing pianist Brian D., with Simon Thorpe bass and Ralph Salmon's drums. The song we've just heard was a Brian D. original and called Lorem, after Mark Lorem, the year 2000 World Speedway champion. Brian D. was an avid fan of motorcycle speedway racing, recorded at Red Gable Studios in London, September-October 2002. Let's see if this next one works. It's a very worn LP. It played okay on another record player. We'll see, and we'll take it off if necessary. Oh dear, oh dear, I had to take it off in the end. Sorry, it's a very crackly HMV LP called Candido in Indigo. Candido bongos and congas, Ernie Royal trumpet, Joe Puma on guitar, Dick Hyman organ, George Duvivier bass, and Charlie Persip drums. And Joe Puma arranged that song, Blue Lou. The corny liner notes on this LP say, quote, "Surely you know the lady known as Lou, even when she's so charmingly gussied up as right now," unquote. And I have no idea what that means. But I do know that was way, way below radio broadcastable standard, and as a result, I'm mortified by my quality control lapse. Saw Candido live when he was a mere 80-year-old, some 14 years back now. He had to be helped onto the stage, beamed and said when he played he felt like he was a 16-year-old again, and he played like one. Let's now have a quick diversion. This is not jazz. Thank you. the Allegro from Johann Sebastian Bach's Sonata 1034, Keith Jarrett on harpsichord, and Michala Petri, descant recorder on that number. Jarrett's well known to us, of course, for his inspirational piano playing and improvising, much of it as a solo jazz artist. Michala Petri, from Copenhagen, I should say, made her professional debut at the age of 8, although you can't imagine she saw any cash on that occasion. Maybe a patronising bag of sweets instead. Hope you enjoyed that interlude, but yes, we'd better get back to the real thing. And it's Ellington. More like it. The Duke Ellington Orchestra with the Duke's compo Pie Eyes Blues, a derivative of Flirty Bird, which Ellington and Strayhorn wrote as the theme for the Otto Preminger film Anatomy of a Murder. Ellington appeared briefly in the film as a bandleader called, you guessed it, Pie Eye, and apparently that was, certainly in those days, 1958, slang for pimp. Rain Ant's trumpet and Jimmy Hamilton tenor were the soloists, recorded for Columbia Records at their 30th Street studio in New York City. A quick change of plan. I've just discovered that it's the needle on my record player that's defunct, so we'll have to swap to CDs only for the rest of the show. And here's an Ellington standard. Listen out for the bass player. Thank you. Sea Jam Blues, recorded Jan 99 in Copenhagen, as a duet between Mulgrew Miller on piano and, of course, NHOP on bass, Niels Henning Orsted Pedersen. There's a double CD out in NHOP's name and called Friends Forever, and it's some of his very best work, with a variety of musos, Oscar Peterson and Kenny Drew being very prominent, as the Great Dane spent a lot of time with both of them. And if I may, I play you another track from this wonderful album. This is, well, you'll know straight away. Somewhere, another Leonard Bernstein song from West Side Story, and I truly love NHOP's bass playing when he takes centre stage. He's an absolutely brilliant accompanist, but wow, put him front and centre and I just go to pieces. I could play you all of this double CD and I guarantee you, you wouldn't get bored. This mid-year 93 recording was NHOP bass, as we well know, Ola Kock Hansen on piano, and Ulf Wakenius on acoustic guitar for a change. Heavenly. Very reluctantly, I'll put this CD to one side, and here's Art Pepper. We'll be right back. from the LA Jan 57 recorded contemporary LP, or rather the CD reissue, in fact, due to our technical problem this week, called Art Pepper Meets the Rhythm Section, which suggests that the so-called Rhythm Section was a well-established group in their own right, which wasn't exactly the case, but the three of them had been in Miles Davis's Rhythm Section for a couple of years up and until this recording date with Art Pepper. And they were Red Garland piano, Paul Chambers bass, Philly Joe Jones drums. So yes, they can justifiably be called the Rhythm Section. Pepper's life was sadly dominated by drugs, as he painfully recalls in his autobiography, Straight Life. And as a result, his musical career was interrupted several times, either for treatment or spells in prison. And yet he still became one of the major altoists of his generation. That song was written by Red Garland and called Red Pepper Blues. Hot Pepper suffered many a pun on his name in album and song titles, usually red or hot and spicy variants. It's that Charlap again. Thank you. again, I chose the lineup of Bill Sharlop and Peter Washington and Kenny Washington. And that was obviously the Frank Loesser song, now a standard, On a Slow Boat to China. Full title, I'd Like to Get You on a Slow Boat to China. Recorded March 2000. Please see Bill Sharlop if you can. I've seen him a number of times and he gets better and better. Next up, Harold Land with the Montgomery Brothers. This album is called Montgomery Land, another punished title, as it was Harold Land on tenor with the Montgomery Brothers, Wes guitar, Buddy piano and Monk bass, and poor old Tommy Baisley on drums didn't even get a mention in the title. Recorded for Pacific Jazz in LA in April 58. The song was called Rennie. Rushing now to squeeze in J.J. Johnson and Kai Winding on trombones from their fantastic 61 album, The Great Kai and J.J., Bill Evans, no less, on piano, Tommy Williams bass and Art Taylor drums. And by the way, Paul Chambers is on bass for half of the tracks on this album and Roy Haynes drums. And it's another ghastly pun. Going, going, gong. Thank you. I really hope you've enjoyed this rummage through my record shelves, and equally hope you'll be rejoining me, Mike Wynn, next week for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Until then, please take care, keep well.